That's right. I spoke to Charles, who had raised the issue both nationally and locally of the train service from Dublin to Sligo. And indeed, others have raised this issue with me consistently over the past 12 months or more, including the unions. The National Bus and Rail Union have been very strong on ensuring that some kind of protection is put in place both for their staff and for passengers. It's a problem not only on the trains, it's a problem on the buses, it's a problem on the, particularly in our urban areas in Dublin and in Cork and Galway and places like that, we have large urban centres. And, you know, the Lewis is one of the major issues. And around the stops and around the areas where people congregate, there are a lot of problems with people taking drugs, with people selling drugs, with people intimidating passengers, being aggressive towards staff. All of those issues have been long outlined to the minister and to the government. And indeed, last November, in minister's question, I asked the minister what was the situation and was she going prepared to put a dedicated Garda Síochána unit in place as a transport police service for the state. She rejected that at that time. And again, I reiterated the point in questions to the minister again in February of this year. And again, she came back and said that there was no plans to do so and that both the Department of Transport and indeed the Department of Justice felt that it was unnecessary. Now, there seems to be resistance from some quarters on this, but I think the evidence is very clear that as we move into a situation where we are encouraging more and more people to take public transport as an alternative to using their cars, that we need to ensure that public transport is reliable, that it's affordable, and also that it's safe for people. And the state has a role to play in ensuring that safety is in place. And from that point of view, I think the only way to do that is to have a dedicated division of An Garda Síochána, which acts as a public transport police service, like you have in other countries around the world. We see them in major urban areas in London, in New York, anywhere like that. We always see this type of situation in place. And we need to step up to the mark in this country and do the same.
Is it quite concerning that kind of antisocial and criminal activity that arguably was kind of confined to urban centres like Dublin is now trickling down into the likes of Sligo and on that line?
It is, of course, very concerning. But I mean, I think it's also inevitable if nothing is done. If we don't take the actions that's required, and you know, I noted last week that the Garda Síochána put a 1 or 2 day action in place where they got on trains and got on buses. You know, that's not enough and that's not going to cut it. You know, we need a dedicated service in place and it needs to be a proper deterrent to people who behave badly. And we need to ensure that that's done. There's also other measures which are slightly, I suppose, about protecting staff, having screens in place around drivers. There's also about CCTV. There's issues like that can be dealt with and cooperation from the public around people that are behaving badly, etc. You know, all of those things need to be put in place. But the experience of many people is, even when they report this kind of behaviour, little or nothing is done about it. And, you know, it seems that many of the staff that are on the trains, particularly in the Lewis and the Dart and things like that in Dublin, where they have got private security staff, those private security staff don't have the powers to be able to put people off the facility. They don't have the powers to stop them, to search them, to do anything, basically, other than to check their ticket. And, you know, that's totally inappropriate. We need to have a proper police service which will deliver for people and keep people safe in all aspects of society, but particularly on public transport.